Complex procedures like transplants usually require weeks of hospital stay, but some hospitals are cutting costs by caring for patients in their homes virtually. NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports on how hospital care is going remote.
To check on her patient, physician's assistant Jessica Denton drives 30 miles from the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida, where she works.
Hi. How are you doing?
The patient, David Elder, greets her from his favorite recliner in his living room, which looks onto a backyard patio and is set up like a makeshift recovery room.
How's the mouth been doing in the throat?
Sores are gone.
Gone?
Yeah.
A card table next to Elder keeps pills, an oxygen monitor, and a tablet for video calls within reach. Denton reaches past it with her stethoscope.
All right, big breath in and out.
Behind him stands a pole to hang IV fluids. All this is part of the aftercare for a bone marrow transplant Elder received 9 days earlier. His wife, Marcia, says they were amazed when told they could go straight home.
They came to us and said, we have this hospital at home program. Would you like to do it? And I was like, what? I'd never even heard of it. And we were back home at 6:30, the same day of the transplant.
Such a thing was unimaginable just a few years ago. In 2019, Mayo was one of the first hospitals to experiment with at-home care. Now, there are 250 similar hospital or health system programs in the U.S. So at-home hospital care is fast becoming an option, even for patients like Elder, recovering from complex procedures. Traveling staff and pocket-sized devices for power, networking, or remote-controlled pill dispensing make care portable. During the pandemic, regulators also relaxed rules requiring staffing by nurses around the clock. That was necessary to enable at-home care. Such allowances will remain in place until at least the end of next year. Surges of COVID patients made people more receptive to the notion that at-home care might be healthier, cheaper, and generally more pleasant than at a hospital.
People do better.
Michael Maniacci is an internist and directs virtual care for Mayo.
They're more mobile. They recover faster. They use physical therapy or skilled nursing care less. It's because there's something magical about being at home.
Maniacci says that holds true regardless of the patient's home or living situation. It isn't for everyone. The program is voluntary, and some are too unstable to qualify. But of 700 patients studied at Mayo, none died while receiving care at home. He says hospital readmissions were rare. Best of all, patients loved it. Hospitals are, ironically, terrible places for patients to heal with their constant swirl of staff, noise, and risk of infection.
They're away from family, they were isolated, they were hungry, they were sleep deprived all night with all the vital sign checks, labs, beeps, and creeps.
By contrast, David Elder's living room is serene and sunny. He finds comfort in his own TV remote, his favorite food, his wife's helping hand.
Honestly, there's a lot more restfulness here at home.
We've been married 37 years, so we're kind of used to sleeping next to each other, and I think he sleeps better when I'm next to him, too.
But is it safe? Nurses' unions argue hospitals are cutting costs and standards of care at the expense of patient safety. Michelle Mahan with National Nurses United says, what if the technology fails? What if a patient can't breathe and trained staff aren't on hand? She says patients need the wraparound support of a hospital.
We don't need the data for what's happening at home to know what will happen at home because we know what's happening in the hospital.
Mayo says paramedics remain on standby for emergencies, but the hospital is a half hour away. And I ask Marcia Elder if she worries about that. She says no, pointing to words emblazoned on her blue shirt.
My shirt says, look back and thank God, look forward and trust God. We've had to trust God and the doctors.
And the doctors also rely more on her.
Because there is more responsibility on me versus at the hospital, I just have to sit and watch other people do.
Also part of the advantage. Instead of waiting for a nurse, the medication, or a drink of water, she can access a doctor online anytime.
The minute I see him start to get nauseous, I can grab the pills, call, and say, I want to give him Zofran. And he's got it in him probably within 60 seconds.
That's in addition to daily virtual visits from doctors like Patricia Chippy.
Hi, Dr. Chippy.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Mr. Elder.
How are you feeling?
Feeling good, just tired.
Chippy is calling from Mayo's Virtual Command Center in Jacksonville. It's a big room, like a call center, where 20 doctors and nurses can care for up to 150 patients at a time, including in Wisconsin and Arizona, near Mayo's other hospitals. By comparison, the huge, gleaming white hospital across the street has 8 times the healthcare staff and occupies 20 times the space, but can treat only double the patients. That kind of data sold Maniaci on the virtual hospital concept. At first, he was a vocal skeptic.
There's no way I can take care of people in the home. I got to see them every day.
But he changed his tune when he saw patient care improve and costs drop as much as 15% over hospital care.
We over-monitor people. We do too many IV meds and not oral meds. We overuse medicine in the hospital because the resource is available.
And he says it's easier to reach those most in need when you bring care into the patient's home.
I often find that people that need the medical care the most, people of color, elderly, rural patients, the homeless, those are ones that really benefit from the system.
Time not spent running around gives Maniaci more time to spend at patient bedside, virtually, of course. Plus, he learns things by peeking into patients' lives, chatting with family caregivers, or seeing a heart patient drink too much grape Kool-Aid. Once, he warned a patient that pet birds chirping in the background might carry allergens.
Even though I'm not physically with my patient, I'm giving better care than I did for the last 15 years in the hospital. It's kind of a strange thing to me.
Then again, he says, pointing to a century-old leather doctor's bag on display at his offices, medicine used to be all house calls. This is just the modern version of that. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News.